Amen. It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week we're asking you the question, is your battery dead? Today we're going to take a little time to think about recharging. Scripture says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's in Matthew 11:28. You know, we just live in this world that hates waiting, right? We want everything fast. We want fast food, fast internet, fast answers, fast charging. Remember back in the day when we first got cell phones, they used to charge all night. Now, if you don't have a 20 or higher watt block, you're not going to get that charge like that quick charge anymore. You're going to have to let it sit there and wait and wait and wait. So now pretty much everybody has a 20 watt block so we can speed up our charging process. But you know what? The other day I actually plugged in my iPad because I'd forgotten to charge it, and I did the same thing every 2 minutes, checking it. Is it charged? I knew better than that. I don't know what I was thinking, but I just kind of laughed at one point and said, it's not going to go any faster because I'm staring at it, so I found something else to get into in the house, and that's what we should probably start looking and focusing at is some other things, like how we approach a rest with God, because here we are. We plug in. We pray a quick prayer. We read a quick verse, maybe we listen to a worship song, and then we expect like this instant renewal, like bam, recharge. But deep recharge doesn't happen in a hurry. Just like your phone needs time to fill, your soul needs time in His presence. And Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He didn't say, come to me for 5 minutes between errands, and I will instantly fix everything. Because rest is a process. It's not about a nap, though those help too. One right now would definitely do me a little bit of good. But it's more about releasing control and letting God refill what life has drained from you and staying connected long enough for His peace to settle deep into your spirit. We often think that productivity is more important than peace, that if we stop, everything will fall apart. But when you pause to recharge in God's presence, you're not losing time. You're gaining strength. You can't pour from an empty cup, and you can't live on half-charged spirit. Even Jesus modeled rest. And here's the truth. Being still before God isn't laziness. It's obedience. It's trusting that He can handle what you can't while you sit at His presence. And in those quiet moments, God often speaks the loudest. So maybe your soul's been flashing that low battery warning now for a while. Maybe you've been trying to keep going and telling yourself you don't have time to rest. But friend, let me tell you right now, you don't have time not to. You're not meant to sprint through every season. You're meant to be sustained by the one who gives you life. So stop watching those screens. Stop checking the progress bar and just be still. Let God charge your heart at His pace. And when you walk away from that quiet time, you'll find that His peace has done more in you than anything else ever could. So ask yourself the question today, what's draining you? What's slowing you down to not be able to get any rest? What is something that is just dragging on because you think you have to be a super person or super human being to get it done, that you can't stop and rest? When is the last time that you sat still in His presence? Not to ask for anything, but just to simply sit there and be with Him. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, we confess that we've been rushing, trying to fill our lives with noise and tasks and motions instead of stillness. Teach us to rest in you, not just physically, but spiritually, and help us to slow down, unplug from distractions, and trust that you're working even when we're waiting. Recharge our heart and remind us that peace is found only in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.